People waited in line for hours. Some of them camped out overnight for the chance to win free food from Raising Cane's in West Wichita. Popular fried chicken restaurant opened for business yesterday. The first one of these. This is the first one, isn't it, Ted? Near Maple and Ridge Road?
In Wichita.
Yeah, in Wichita.
Did you go?
Oh, heavens no. I won't camp out and wait for anything. Some people camped out 15 hours waiting for Cane's to open.
Oh, fun.
They apparently were young people with nothing else to do, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, much ado on the west side.
Apparently.
Much.
In fact, I heard a couple of calls on the police scanner yesterday of people succumbing to heat exposure yesterday at Central and Ridge. I thought it's got to be people waiting outside to go into Raising Cane's.
Well, it was a very muggy day yesterday.
Yes, it was.
I went out for a walk in the afternoon, and I came back wringing wet. And my wife was, she was gardening, and she wasn't in very good shape, so I can imagine. Yeah, you got to be careful out there when you're waiting for stores to open, or if that's what you do. All right, I remember when
it's just
opened
like everything opens new in Wichita. It's people are crazy and wait in line for a couple weeks, and about 3 weeks from now, you'll be able to drive up, and no one will be there.
On the west side, though, it's usually pretty different. Like when the Barnes & Noble bookstore opened, it took about 4 days for anybody to show up. So, you know.
Oh.
Those are books, though. Those are a different deal. I'm kidding. It didn't take that long.
Yeah, remember when Krispy Kreme opened over here at Central and Rock and people just about their minds exploded?
And well, what was
about
it?
2 weeks later, you can drive in and get a donut.
What was it? My ex-brother-in-law waited in line for when Nolan was little and my grandsons were little. Xbox or something that came out. This would be like 25 years ago. Some new device came out, or maybe it was a Wii. I'm not sure. But it was just coming out, and I think he waited in line several hours to get that, to spend $300 or $400. Mm.
All right. I didn't wait in line, but I remember when the first Starbucks that showed up here in Wichita opened, that wasn't just a kiosk at a Dillon's, which had actually already been here for a little while, but the first time that there was a standalone Starbucks here, they actually sent me there that morning to kind of cover the event. And so I was...
Was it on the one up here on Rock?
Yeah,
right up the street from us there.
Yep.
Okay.
I remember because I really wasn't there to cover it myself. We were broadcasting from there or something, and I was just kind of sent to set things up. So I was sitting around with nothing to do, and the people in charge of the Starbucks put a backpack on me that dispensed coffee and had me stand out in the median and pour coffee to people who were driving by.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And I guess when it comes to Raising Cane's, I'd like to know, how is this worth the rapture more than the other 85 chicken places that are in town?
Yes, that's a good question.
Well, there's another first in Wichita one that's opening this week over here on the east side.
Oh, you didn't answer my question. Why is Raising Cane's worth fainting for other than the other 100 chicken places we have in town?
I guess my answer was it probably isn't.
All right. Deferring taxes. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. If I can put off paying taxes, I am all for it. There are several ways to delay taxes, and in many cases, that's a good thing to do. There are also times that it's best for your bottom line if you pay Uncle Trump now rather than later. Well, please consult with your tax advisor before deploying any strategy. First of all, if you own investment real estate and you want to sell it, consider creating what's called a 1031 exchange. That's IRS code section, allows taxpayers to defer capital gains on investment real estate if the proceeds are used to purchase another kind and like property. Capital gains taxes are deferred until the property is sold and profits are retained. Now, if you bought stocks and have appreciated in value and are not fond of paying taxes by selling those holdings, consider shifting those holdings into your legacy account. That would be what you plan to give to heirs when you pass. under current rules, the assets will be stepped up in value and the beneficiary can enjoy a new higher basis. The same goes for that investment real estate you deferred with that 1031 exchange. Traditional IRAs and 401ks are vehicles for delayed taxes. The same goes with many annuity products. They can grow in value, deferring taxes until monies are taken out. When that happens, you're taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. It can often benefit your bottom line to pay taxes now rather than deferring, considering a Roth 401k, or you can fund a Roth IRA rather than the traditional option. You'll pay taxes now, but the assets can grow completely tax-free. This could save you thousands in taxes. It might also be in your interest to convert traditional IRA assets to a Roth now. Your certified financial planner pro can help you project savings if you do a periodic conversion, and they can show you how much you would be able to save. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Donna, you are from, or you know about Lake Tahoe. You're from that area, I believe, in California. We've talked about it before, and this boat that capsized and eight people died the other day. What kind of a, I can't imagine that kind of a wind blowing up on that lake, but apparently it did. They had quite a storm.
Oh yeah, it's an alpine lake. I mean, you're up in at about 6,500 feet, so it's pretty high up. Not quite as high as a little bit higher than Denver. And it's surrounded by mountains there. I mean, I've hiked those mountains all my life, and there have been times when these Sierra storms come in, and they can be pretty nasty stuff.
I would think being down in a bowl like that, it'd be kind of protected from that kind of wind. But yeah, they've had 6-8 foot waves going on that lake. The time I was there, it was very pristine and absolutely beautiful summertime, and That's a very, very pretty lake.
I am so fond of that area. It is just, to me, it's just gorgeous. And I mean, just if you're driving up from, say, Sacramento, or you just start to smell the pines as you hit about 3,000 feet, and it just calms my soul. Mm.
Was the Godfather filmed there, part of it?
The old Kaiser Mansion.
Okay.
I believe that is now a public area. Okay. that's owned by the Park Service or by the city or something.
Well, I've got something for us all to celebrate today. Today is International Fairy Day. The idea behind the day is to appreciate and uplift the celebration of mythical creatures, such as fairies, nymphs, and so forth. Use their tales to teach valuable lessons to the children, such as stay away from Captain Hook. That's about all I can think of. You got a favorite? I'm not even going to ask if you have a favorite fairy. That's all right.
The only fairy I enjoy is the one between San Francisco and Sausalito.
Nice.
Well, it's fairy day, so have a very fairy day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Now, was there a fairy in Cinderella? Or was that just
Fairy Godmother?
Fairy Godmother. Okay.
Yeah.
Fairy Day. All right. Mother bear and a cub were caught on security camera breaking into a California cabin and raiding the fridge. The security camera footage recorded at a cabin in the Tahoe Keys shows the bears enter through the front door and make a beeline for the kitchen. The mother
they made
bear.
A bear line.
a bear line, yeah. The mother bear and cub open the refrigerator and spend several minutes rummaging through the contents, working to pry open containers. Cabin was unoccupied at the time of the bear burglary. Fortunately, it could have been trouble if it was occupied. So apparently they didn't get enough picnic baskets and they were hiding from Mr. Ranger there. And where was it? Tahoe area in California.
So in the last month, we've had the elephant going through the convenience store. Now we've got the bears rummaging through the fridge.
The bears, yeah.
They must have missed the sign that said, keep out.
Yeah.